Welcome to the show, everybody. This week, we pit one of our favorite animated heroes against 12 random opponents in a game we like to call Versus. This is the Party Up Podcast.
Transmission.
Oh.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Party Up Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Derek Bigmosh, and with me, as always, the beautifully bearded Mr. John Donatio. What's going on, John?
What's going on, my dude?
Nothing much. And also with us, as always, Mr. Jordan Seven of Seven TV. What's going on, my man?
I was told I could be anything in this world when I was a child. They lied.
So you're this?
So you're this?
I'm just going to say right now.
Sorry, I didn't mean to mess up your intro.
No. That was awesome. No. That's what I wanted to say. I had no fucking idea where this one was going. So I thank God, John, you came in.
So you're this? This is all you have to show for yourself?
You saved me in a way I couldn't even describe.
So good.
Jesus Christ.
Synergy.
Disappointment is too weak of a term for you.
Derek's slowly becoming an anime villain.
Yeah, he just pushed up his glasses. I saw it.
You thought it was Big Mosh hosting the show. It was actually me, Dio.
We've miscalculated. Oh, gross.
Oh, man. Yes, very much so. All right, gentlemen. Well, here we are yet again on a brand new episode of the show. Very, very excited for this week's episode because we are doing the first official 2021 game of Versus.
Hell yeah.
This is going to be a good one. And normally, John, Versus has always been your baby. Like, that's what, you know, you do. You've done plenty of the Versus episodes and have brought amazing characters for us to put up against amazing opponents. But this time around, I decided to change things up here on the show. I've personally done Versus once, I think maybe twice total so far in the six seasons.
Twice, yeah.
Okay. So that's how precious this is to you, John, that it's very hard for you to let go, but I convinced you. And this week on this first edition of Versus, we are handing off the reins to Jordan.
All right, maggots.
And I'm very excited. John is very nervous. But overall,
I'm really not,
I think
really not nervous.
Overall,
don't,
I think
don't
it's
say
gonna
that.
Be
I'm
great.
I'm really not nervous at all.
I got this.
I know. We are allowing Jordan to fill big shoes this week. You know, he's been with us now for almost a year on the show. Ooh. So it's about time we start giving you some more responsibility here.
I'm a big boy now. Yeah. I can handle a puppy, dads.
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 I love it.
Right. This is my pet project, my baby on the show. But unlike what Derek said, I am excited to see what Jordan can do. Should we remind the audience how it's played for new people?
Reiterate the rules and then we'll take from there.
Well, first and foremost, let's take care of the important business. Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, if you haven't already, please find us on social media, Twitter at Party Up Tweets, Instagram at the Party Up Podcast, and of course on Facebook by searching up Party Up Podcast. Drop us a like, join our group, and by doing so and staying in the loop via our social media, you can take part in conversations of upcoming episodes, share memes on the group page, be part of the polls and questions we might ask. It's a lot of fun stuff, and make sure you guys do that quickly, either now while you're listening or at the end of the show. Make sure you be part of a social media loop to keep up to date with everything that's happening. With that also said, before we begin, I also want to tell Jordan that... you know what? Let's go over the rules and then Jordan introduce who you're bringing to the table, because I have something to say about the character.
Indeed.
and the internet overall. So go, you guys go ahead. So John, do the rules, and then Jordan, introduce your character.
Okay, so we have played Versus many times, so those old fans can fast forward just a bit. But for you new people, we have a game called Versus. We pick one character from any types of pop culture, anime, movies, wherever, and we pit them against some opponents. We used to do 20, but now we do 10. And Derek and I, this time, we'll be voting on who will get the win in that situation, the special character versus their opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can do a tie, and that means a point will go to each character at that moment.
Right.
And then we'll tally them up at the end, and we will see who the winner is, our challenger or our opponents. And this time, I am very excited to give this to Jordan. And I want him to introduce who we're going up against.
Indeed, kids. This one's going to be a good one, ladies and gentlemen. We, as I've made very clear in previous episodes, I am the poster boy for Avatar, The Last Airbender, on this show. So my boy Aang is going up against a bunch of sick and handcrafted characters. That I have carefully selected throughout this week, since we knew we were going to be doing Aang. I picked a couple good ones. John and Derek's answers were phenomenal as well. They brought an opponent each to the table.
Yep,
right.
So that's going to make it 12 opponents, I believe, for this week's
12 opponents in total. Right. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Did we want to go over the rules for Aang, or did Derek, you want to tell me what you wanted to tell me?
No, I think we pretty much said, you know, in our group chat, you know, while we're planning the show, you brought up Aang, and we thought it was a great idea, but I think we wanted to make sure that we put him in a good position as far as him facing off. So we said, you know what, Aang, full power abilities, like, you know, the realized avatar that he is by the end of The Last Airbender, let's make sure that he is capable of doing it all, you know, because obviously if we were to put him any other time frame as a character, it would literally be a child trying to fend off God knows who you put him against.
Essentially,
you know, we're a little more logical than that. So we said full avatar abilities. Let's go. Let's put Aang on the chopping block this week.
Right.
So I gave it all just to quickly go over that for the people who are not super familiar with Aang in his entirety, as well as people who are, you know, returning Avatar fans and things of that nature. Yes, we decided on a full-powered Aang. We're talking he gets to go into the Avatar state. He gets the ability to bend all four elements, earth, wind, water, and fire.
Uh-huh.
However, he will not be doing anything that our little monk has not been seen doing in the show, meaning Aang will not be healing anybody like Katara. He's not going to be shooting lightning like Zuko. He's not going to be metal bending like Toph. He sticks to the four main elements as he did in the Avatar series, and that's what he gets.
Cool.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, before we get into your list of opponents, which again, I know I hate having to delay because I am anticipating. I'm so excited. I want to get into
it. It'll be worth the wait.
I know. But man, dude, I don't know, man. Listen, all three of us loved Avatar. You know, we love Aang as a character, especially you, Jordan.
Yes.
And I had brought to the internet yet again the question of who people thought could.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Going to the internet for fucking anything. I had presented the question of who people thought could actually beat Aang. And maybe it was my fault. Maybe I phrased the question incorrectly. Maybe I should have just asked, you know, who would give Aang, you know, a run for his money or you know, what, just phrase it differently. But because I asked who did people think could beat Aang in full, you know, Avatar-like ability state, the internet was fucking savage, and they failed to put any respect on your boy's name.
They failed the vibe check.
Oh, my God, dude. The responses I got were, okay, first I'm going to go into some of the most ridiculous, No respect, bro. No respect.
And I don't have Facebook, so this is my first time hearing these. I'm not on the party of Facebook,
right?
As all of you should
right.
be,
right?
So I haven't seen these comments yet.
So, dude, first off, people were like, "Who could beat Aang?" And I said, "Yeah, who could beat Aang?" And motherfuckers were like, "Yamcha." I was like, "What? Are you kidding me?" Some dude literally went. Anybody. I was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Seriously? Like, they were just like, one dude went, literally any fighter that can smash rock or not be burnt by fire. If they can do those things, it's going to be easy. Somebody said Krillin.
Krillin did win. The anime versus March versus
no that's 100% true. Somebody went anyone with a gun.
Oh god.
They're not wrong. No, but you know what, it's really funny because I responded, yo, hands down best answer yet, because it was so fucking ridiculous. And someone came, listen, the internet's fucking crazy, but someone came to defend that fucking statement, and they went, two of the elements could deflect bullets and one of them can stop it completely, so what are you even talking about?
That is a good point, and good on that person.
And then he goes into detail and he went, a little more information about this. So bullets are sensitive to air current. So even in the picture above with Aang in full power state, I think that it'll get washed in the air shield. And if Aang is using the secondary to earthbending metal, the gun wouldn't even be shot in the first place, let alone if he's using the secondary to water, which is blood, to control the perp behind the gun. Right. So those are abilities we're not doing, but he still has a point.
But he had good points.
He still had good points.
He didn't know those rules.
Somebody came to defense.
Right. And then he goes, not to mention what he can do with the rock and the rock bullets. Bending requires precise accuracy, and in a combative situations where firearms were involved, he would win.
Yeah. Also, a firearm means fire, and it actually produces a small bit of fire.
Does.
And if he can control it at the right at time, he could just make the gun explode. So,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it away from the only thing I'm gonna say is I'm taking away the metal bending, because it is confirmed in the Legend of Korra that you know, spoilers for that series, but
right.
You get to see Toph when she's an old woman, and she confirms in the series that one episode she tried to teach Aang metal bending, and he never learned it in his time as the Avatar.
Right, right.
Aang never learned how to metal bend. So, but all the other, as far as the air current, the controlling of the small amount of fire after the bullet is fired, like, these are all facts. I think Aang could take a fucking pistol. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. At least a pistol.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. He took on armies of fucking dudes who can shoot fire out of their hands. I'm sure he can handle a pistol.
Right. Yeah. Right. So we got a list of like just ridiculous. Somebody posted a GIF of fucking SpongeBob in his Taekwondo karate outfit. Dude, I was like, yo, are you fucking out of your minds? Like, really?
I have an answer for this. I do.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing about that. I told you guys already, but Derek told me to bring this to the show, and I think it's important that I do. The thing about Aang as a whole, right? The thing about Avatar as a whole is that in a lot of these, you know, versus situations when it comes to popular culture and everything, and, you know, they were some of the first names that you rattled off that people said, you know, people jump to these fucking Dragon Ball Z characters. I get it. Okay. Dragon Ball Z writes the fucking book on power scaling and, oh, this person can't beat Goku. Okay. I get it. What I want to say as, you know, poster child for Avatar is that the thing about Aang is that he isn't particularly put into the same tier as your Gokus or your Superman or anything like that. His character is very much flawed. And he has obvious weaknesses and clear weaknesses in comparison to other pop culture characters. That's expected. So believe me when I tell you, as a person who has enjoyed Avatar for as long as I had, when you take the hypothetical situation, because, you know, it's like children and teens, they're always talking about like, this pop culture character can't beat this one. This one can't. Picking Avatar characters for those conversations, it is a bit difficult. Even if I am Avatar biased, a lot of people don't put, you know, Avatar characters in those
higher tiers of, oh, this popular culture character can beat anybody.
Right, right. No, listen, I completely understand. And you know what?
Yamcha, you fucking idiot.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't talk to the fans that way, but
I gotta give you a level of respect here, man, and props, because you seem to follow the rules of logic.
Yeah.
And at least as a fan, you're willing to admit that the character that you love does in fact have flaws and, you know, may not be the strongest and so forth. And that's awesome. The next point I wanted to bring up, besides the ridiculous fucking comments like SpongeBob in a karate outfit with the big foam glove and everything. okay, listen, internet listeners, everyone out there, please stop with the OP character fucking nonsense. Like every goddamn time someone says, who would be a great face-off for said character, whatever hypothetical gets brought up, motherfuckers, every fucking time,
Bet he can't beat Goku, though.
Like, yeah. What the fuck, dude? Like, seriously? Like,
and I kind of get the logic behind that, too, because it's a very easy way to win a conversation.
It's so... debate me! Goku, debate me! It's so stupid. It really is stupid. Goddamn... Hey, dude, oh, thank you so much. That was my next... Dude, it's Goku, Saitama, Superman, Super anybody, like... Dude, these characters in their own universes don't make sense. They are so obscenely OP. It's like, what? Like, yes, of course, Ultra Instinct Goku and fucking Superman and Saitama are going to beat these characters.
Hold on. Listen, old man yelling at a cloud. Because
my favorite meme.
Yeah. But you know, I am the king of that. So I'm just, that's why I can call everyone.
Yeah,
out.
He calls it out.
I'll do it at some point. We've all done
it. Yeah, of course.
We all
do. Here's the thing. Even when they do that, it's clearly an ironic thing. Because and even if you're doing it to be just an asshole,
I'm gonna stop you, John.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's not ironic.
Old man defending the cloud. I need to stop you for a second. I really, I love you, but here's my thing, okay? From the neighborhood I grew up in, to the neighborhood I went to school in, to all the people I grew up with, to the people I talk to about popular culture, comics, video games, movies, whatever, now. None of them are being ironic. Okay. They are all, and I'm going to tell you why, because Goku is the easy answer. Of course,
every time.
if you sit down with
but it's the easy answer and it's the most ironic. That's why it's like, ooh, what about Goku?
Seriously, it's what I'm saying. They're not being ironic about it. Because the thing is, in people's brains, not a lot of people also, I'm not saying like, you know, we're the fucking stars of popular culture. But the same situation is like, yeah, that's always John's thing. It's like, all right, then
fuck everyone. What do you want me to tell you then? Go fuck themselves. Whatever.
What do you want me to go fuck yourself? I don't know.
I get what you're saying, but it's like, when you talk to, like, we have like this podcast and other work we've done and everything, and we're very versed in popular culture. So we're capable of sitting down and having these conversations and like looking at it from different angles. But in the same sense, it's like you have to look at, you know, how other motherfuckers talk and how they look at characters and everything like that. And like, if you sat down with like a child or like a teenager or anything like that, and you said you could pick any popular culture character to win a fight at all, you're gonna pick the only guy in popular culture who is currently on his way to becoming a full-on god. Like, that's this situation we're in right now, you know?
Yeah, but that's not what we're doing here in Versus.
Versus. We're talking about, like, people that we speak to in conversation.
Oh, yeah, you put a question on the internet. What the fuck do you want? I don't know.
But that's what we were talking about the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I know. I get it. Listen.
John's yelling at us for being old men yelling at the cloud, yet John is an old man who doesn't even know where he is. Come on.
I wouldn't say all that. I'm just saying, because the conversation was about how the internet takes things and how, you know, Derek brought up the point of people.
Oh, how many times have we complained about the internet? Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are terrible.
Dude, that's the most lucrative thing to do on the internet. Is complain it's complaining about the internet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, so yeah, of course we presented a question to the internet and they didn't fail us. They still said, what about cinema? You know, they gave us exactly what we wanted.
Get to the tier list before we all just not become friends anymore, and the podcast just disintegrates.
If my setup wasn't so expensive, I'd be flipping my fucking table at this point. The point is, when someone says, "Hey, do you think you know this character? You know who could give him a good battle head to head?" And everyone just goes with the OP shit. It's tired and played out.
Listen, you're both right, but you're also both
terrible.
All right, let's do the list.
All right, let's get into it.
I literally feel like Bob with his family. Just, I love you, but you're all terrible.
You're all terrible. All right, let's get this shit fucking started. Jordan, the game is yours. Let's fucking go.
All right, let's go. Fucking woo! Matchup list. Fighter number one. I want to welcome you boys to Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, my fucking God.
He is the fabled Food Network fighter. We've seen Aang bend fire, but can he bend the accursed flames on this man's iconic shirt? Here to take a bite out of the fucking competition, Guy Fieri.
Yeah. That was fucking awesome.
Oh, they're all like that.
Wait, oh, did you write intros for all of them?
Yes, I did. You better believe I fucking did.
I'm so happy you're doing this.
I told you you were in good hands.
Oh, my God.
Aang versus Guy
Fieri. Aang versus Guy Fieri. How are we feeling, boy?
The master of the elements versus the master of Flavor Town.
Oh, I should have wrote that.
I'm done. I'm fucking, the show just started. I'm fucking done. Oh my God. That is fucking great. Oh, I don't even know. Oh my God. What do we do? Are we doing a cook-off? Are we having a cook-off? Because if it's a cook-off, then Guy Fieri wins.
Yeah, that's true.
It depends on
the competition here.
You know what I'm saying? Did Aang accidentally scratch the fucking the car that he drives in on the show, and then Guy got pissed? Like, what's
just
going
on?
On
him?
Yeah, come on. Are we doing Guy's grocery games? Does Aang have 2 minutes to make a salsa to impress the judges?
booted off, but Guy wins. Anyway, look, the thing is that every time you said this, Guy wins. So Guy wins, right? Like,
I feel it.
And George going to accept that. Oh, my God.
You came up with, we said Guy wins.
What's the first thing that I learned from my first time on the show when I wasn't even the third mic? It is that anyone can win for any reason.
Oh, right. My God. You're right. That is the ultimate rule of this show.
I'm saying Guy, because literally every one of those scenarios.
Well, obviously, yes. Oh, my God. Oh my God, I can't believe this.
Reason, like, that's amazing. Like, that to me is hysterical.
So, okay, all right, let's do this properly. John, you're going with Guy.
Yes.
You feel Guy Fieri can win. Okay,
100%.
Derek, what are we thinking here?
We literally just got off a quick conversation of not giving Aang any respect and that anyone can beat him, and we're gonna sit here and say Guy Fieri beats Aang? We're really going to sit here and do that? Is that the kind of show that I can look forward to? Because if it is, I'm fucking in and Guy Fieri wins. Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
All right, boys. That's the beauty of the show and the internet as a whole. None of it has to make any fucking sense. Let's go.
That's right. That is two wins. If you can believe it, folks, that is two wins for Guy Fieri.
Wow, that's great.
Guy taking Aang to Flavor Town.
He took it.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh, shit.
What a time to be alive, boys.
I love it.
You better fucking believe it. All right. Fighter number two. Can't believe it. The ratio of these fighters is gonna go up and fucking down. So
if that was your starter, if that was the appetizer to this,
the appetizer. He's destroyed planets. He's battled the Saiyans. He even got a sexy golden upgrade after being introduced in Dragon Ball Super.
Oh. Aang
versus fucking Frieza.
Ooh, two bald heads.
Indeed. Battle of the bald heads.
Now listen, if we're having a bald head combo, Aang wins. He's got that down.
Very,
you know what I'm saying?
Very smooth.
Battle of the bald heads. That could be a reason for him to win. That's all up to you.
Now,
I'm going to let Derek go first on this one.
Yeah. Oh my god. I mean, listen, if we're throwing logic out of the fucking window to start, then yeah, I'm going on bald headedness, the magicalness of their shine. I'm gonna give that to Aang. 100%. Yeah.
Ooh, let's go. All right. Yeah.
Here's the thing. As much as I want to give it to the, even with the bald head though. I mean, Frieza's got game on that. Like, okay. Even like when he comes back as a half a robot, he's got that sweet shine to it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Until he gets cut into a million pieces and then fucking blasted away by Trunks. But
yeah, pretty much.
Let's see. Frieza is so overpowered and ridiculous, and he's like just like that pure evil because he's one of the one like, you know, Goku enemies that never like was really good. You know,
he became a friend during the Tournament of Power, but he's not really a friend.
And now he just wants to kill them anyway. You know,
yeah,
you know,
like he's very much so the them. Joker of Dragon Ball Z.
Yes. That's a really good way of putting that.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I'm still gonna give this one to Frieza because of the half of the robot dome. But also because he's like completely overpowered and would probably squash him like a bug.
I'm gonna change my answer and use a little logic here. Frieza is gonna get my vote initially. I can't with good conscience say that Aang wins based on his bald fucking head. There's no way. Frieza would totally crush can. Him. I probably can. Hey, I can.
For whatever reason.
I can. I absolutely can, but I won't. So I'm gonna give that one to Frieza.
Battle of the bald head against Krillin, I would say that it would be a fair matchup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not.
Yeah. All right, then. Frieza. Shit. So that one goes to Frieza, not an issue. All right. So, fighter number three. This one's going to be, this one I feel is thought-provoking, because I even had a rough time knowing who would win in this one. A crime fighter and a mother of three. She's a woman who knows the meaning of being stretched too thin. Aang versus Mrs. Incredible.
Wow.
Oh, wow. See, now this is the kind of matchup I want to fucking talk about.
Shit. As badass as Mrs. Incredible is, and as powerful villains as she's been able to take down, we know that with family, she is stronger, right? That's the message of the Incredibles.
Yes.
With family, you are stronger. And so she can take down big enemies because of her family, not necessarily on her own power alone. Not having the family there, I think, puts her at a disadvantage. So I think I'm going to go with Aang on this one.
Okay.
Aang has a multitude of powers that even just wind, I feel like, could like make her like all like, you know, wibbly and like tie her into a knot and then she's done, right? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going with Aang.
Okay. I respect it. I'll let you, you know, have that. I will have to say, that in Incredibles 2, she does go off on her own and does become quite the popular superhero without family.
Yep.
Right. So, no, of course. So that's what I mean. Like, on her own, she is a badass.
Right.
Right? But the message and the power of the Incredibles is that they are one unit. They are a family, and they work well together, and that's how they take down the big bads. Right?
Right.
Like, that's how they really get someone that's above, you know, each character's own you know, strengths or weaknesses, right?
John has a good point with the wind. Absolutely. I don't think fire is going to be an issue because she already handles Jack-Jack. So I think she's used to avoiding that.
Also and, rubber and fire type of the body types. You know,
yeah, kinda. Yeah, and then, you know, earth, definitely not going to be a problem.
No. I think the water whips... God, I hate even saying that out loud because someone's going to draw it. But... and the air, I think, are her biggest problems with Aang.
You just said water whips, and someone went, ooh.
Yeah, I know. I said it out loud and went, fuck.
I'm like, oh my.
Oh my. I don't know, man. That's kind of... It's kind of a tough one. I can see where Jordan had an issue kind of like debating.
I mean, you
can
give it a tie if you want to. You know what I mean? You like, can. It's not like you have to pick.
You know, I might have to give it to Mrs. Incredible. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Based on her more so not offensive abilities, but defensive abilities. I think that she'd be able to handle Aang, even you know, with him and having all the abilities and powers and stuff like that. I think she'd be able to hold her own. So, you know, I'm going to give it to Miss Incredible here.
Okay. Yeah. Sick.
Yeah, yeah.
From Mrs. Incredible, not bad. I do, as we were thinking about it, I think I came to a conclusion. It doesn't matter. Mine doesn't go towards the counter or anything. But now thinking about it, because they did this not only in the Fantastic Four, but also in the Incredibles 2. If Aang started waterbending and then got a little ice going and ice and rubber mixing, he could probably essentially shatter her entire body.
Ooh,
so
yeah,
I think I'm actually going to give it to... I would give it to Aang personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, you know what? Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I completely forgot about that. Oh, man, I might...
Yeah. Nah, you can't.
It's set in stone.
For your final answer to say it.
Oh, man. Oh, no way. Come on.
No, okay. All right. I'm good with it. I don't care. You want to change it? You can change it. You got to keep all of Aang's powers in mind.
Right. I also forget that you can mix elements, and based on those four being the core, yeah, you can get away with a lot of stuff. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna. You guys convinced me. I'm gonna have to change my answer. I'm gonna have to give it to Aang. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All shit. Right. Look at Incredible that. Loses. Unfortunately. All right. Fighter number four is actually Derek's pick. He's a hero. And he's also a man who knows a little something about the elements himself. Aang versus Captain Planet.
Yes! Yeah, a little insight into that. How could you not have Captain Planet
Hell yeah.
fight Aang in some way, shape, or form? What's funny is somebody actually commented that. And
oh, really?
And I was like, reading my mind, buddy. Like, I see where you're at. Because listen. Even though Captain Planet is composed of earth, wind, water, and fire, he also has heart. And if you think about it, some people might say that. Some people might think that gives him the advantage, but Aang does, in fact, not only control earth, wind, water, and fire, but he himself has heart, making them in my eyes, equals. And a very, very difficult face-off. So I'm going to allow Jordan to take my vote since it was my character. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah,
so it'll be you, John, and Jordan debating this. Because I think it's going to be a heated battle. I might be slightly biased on Captain Planet, but it's up to you guys.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to let Jordan go then.
Okay, sick, because I already know which one. So they both control the elements, correct?
Yes.
And yes, Captain Planet does have the power of heart. But the power of Aang's heart is so incredibly strong that even in the face of the guru who was trying to help him fully realize himself as an avatar, he could not give up Katara in exchange for cosmic energy. Therefore, his heart is stronger than that of Captain Planet's quote-unquote heart, at least in my opinion. That's emotional heart. And that, ladies and gentlemen, goes fucking far beyond. So, I give it to Aang. I feel like they would be physically matched in that sense. But if we're talking about the power of heart, which is the you know, kind of fifth element we're kind of dealing with right here. Aang will blow him out of the wall.
That's a very good point.
That was a good point. Here's my thing before I vote. And I'm not saying whether I'm voting in favor of this, but to give Captain Planet some credit, the rings that those kids had were connected to the Earth. And Captain Planet is really the Earth, almost like Gaia in form to take down the pollutants and the bad corporate shrill guys that are dumping and cutting trees down and dirtying the oceans and stuff. It is their answer, the champion of the Earth, the whole Earth.
Right, right.
Okay? The heart is the people and the planet. It's the heart of the planet, the whole planet. So to me, where it goes down to, I think Captain Planet really has that control. I mean, it's like the entire planet, right? And I'm not saying I'm voting for Captain Planet. I'm actually going to give this a tie.
Tie, okay.
Yeah, because of the spirit realm where Aang can focus a lot and control and kind of be in control of his own, you know, whatever, like the spirit world alone and being in harmony with the spirits of the world also kind of gives him a bigger upper hand as well. So it's not just his elements that are helping him here. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm gonna give this one a tie.
Okay.
Wow. I think they both deserve a point there.
That is a very deep way to look at that face off. Yeah, I did not.
Especially
because
Captain Planet was a piece of shit cartoon.
And it just goes right back to us being us.
I pulled Amazing. That shit. You know, because that's what the creators of that show probably wanted that cartoon to be, but it wasn't right. at all.
It was a deeper meaning kind of situation.
Yeah. Wow.
That was a really good pick, though. That was great.
That was I knew it was going to be a great matchup. Honestly, it's really funny. First off, way to fucking completely milk that, John. secondly... thought of mine actually post picking Captain Planet, you had mentioned the rings. I'm sure that because the rings are on the hands of regular teenage kids,
right.
I'm sure that Aang could use his firebending ability to destroy the rings. And I think if the rings get destroyed, I think Captain Planet no longer exists in the material realm.
I'm not sure how that works. Usually the kids do kind of go away once Captain Planet is around, so I don't think there's ever that explanation about the rings after that.
Yeah,
it's not like a Green Lantern thing where he loses all his powers.
Well, I was just thinking about that could be it could be a possible win for Aang.
You could be right. And I'm sure one of our fans will be like, well, if the things are the rings, yeah, that's fine.
Wow. John, we won't read way it. To respect the listeners. Also, in your explanation, would Captain Planet be a spirit bomb?
The heart of all living beings.
I guess if he explodes, right?
Could he like kamikaze himself into Aang as a spirit bomb and completely, you know, obliterate everybody?
So the universe is here. All right.
All right, just a thought. Just a thought. All right, moving on.
All right, so moving on then.
Okay.
Fighter number 5.
Ooh, bring it on.
As annoying as they come, he truly is. You can tell my feelings by this character, but I still bought him in. This fighter takes a break from pestering the Flintstones to challenge the Last Airbender. Aang versus the Great Gazoo.
Oh. How high were you when you made this list, Jordan? Like,
answer the question.
Wow, that's tough because the Great Gazoo is like Wizard Supreme.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he's he's an alien from the future or whatever he is, but he's
basically he is magic.
Q from Star Trek. I fucking hate this, but I'm going to vote for the Great Gazoo. I hate myself for that.
I got to be completely honest. The fact that he is, in fact, magical, I think, goes way beyond Aang's abilities, because Aang's abilities are very physical. You know, even dealing with like the spirit realm and stuff like that.
There's still a physical element.
Yeah, exactly. He's fucking. He literally can snap his fingers and Aang could fucking disappear. Like,
right.
So I'm as as ridiculous as it sounds. It's gonna have to go to the Great Gazoo.
Oh wow! I did not believe that the Great Gazoo and Guy Fieri would do this fucking well.
Guy Fieri was a whole other fucking thing. That was for the sake of ridiculousness.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. But this one, I'm actually trying to use logic in, and there's no way that Aang would be able to defeat the Great Gazoo. He's magic. He's magic. There is no magic like that in the Avatar universe.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way. Absolutely no way.
Okay, so you're both for the Great Gazoo then.
What is this show? What have we become? Oh my god.
I guess in the words of the Great Gazoo, dum-dums.
Oh, I laid the red carpet out and I didn't even know it. Wow.
Let's go, dude.
All right. Moving on. Let's go.
All right. Moving on. This one I'm excited for. Okay. This one, I made a little fun situation for you guys here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fighter number 6 out of the 12 fighters, which means we are at what I am adopting as the tag team mid-game showdown.
Ooh. Ooh, all right.
For this match, Aang can team up with only one other member of Team Avatar, meaning Katara, Sokka, Toph, Suki, or Zuko, whoever you guys choose, to fight against the combined might of our next duo. However, I'm not telling you who the fighters are until you choose your partner.
Oh, you dirty motherfucker.
You dirty rat.
Oh, my God. You dirty rat.
Just because I want this to be funny, I'm going to say Sokka.
You fucking would. You fucking would. Do we have to both agree on the partner? Or
No. You both get a separate partner. So you can choose who you want, Derek and John, both of you. You don't have to both be Sokka.
All right. I'm going to let John have his pick.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Zuko.
Yeah, honestly, though, if I was going to be serious, I would have went with Toph. Just saying. But I want to go with Sokka.
Ooh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Maybe Toph. No, you know what? I'm gonna go with Zuko.
Okay.
Okay.
So John, Aang and Sokka, Derek, Aang and Zuko.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think Derek's gonna do just a tiny bit better here because the combined duo of tag team number 6 is Kratos and Atreus.
Oh God.
God damn it. So do you regret not picking Toph now?
You know what? No, I don't.
You know what? Maybe I won't.
No, I don't think I will.
So now with your decisions, do you boys think that you would win against the God of War and his son?
I've gone first a couple of times. I'm going to let Derek go first now.
Oh, I was going to say I really want to hear you defend yourself, but you know what? I'll go ahead and go first. I'll go ahead and go first. As awesome and amazing tag team champion material as my team is.
Indeed.
There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. Kratos' son can kick rocks. Kratos alone.
Yeah.
Would tear these kids in half. In half. He's got the opponents Kratos alone has gone against makes these two idiots look like complete schlubs. There's no way. I'm sorry. As much as I want to say that my guys would take it to the limit, I cannot. There's no fucking way. And if I'm saying that about my team, that's pure gold. I want to hear John's defense on his. I really got to hear this one.
Okay. Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't have one. But,
oh my God.
I want to say that let's say for For pure example, Sokka somehow gets the better of the kid, right? And Kratos goes apeshit and kills Sokka. Anytime Aang has ever had his friends assaulted in front of him, he has gone absolute apeshit. And I know I just used apeshit twice because it's so ridiculous, but I really believe that at that point, that enraged in the Avatar state, Aang could come out on top. I mean, I know Kratos is a god of war. He's literally killed Zeus and fucking Boulder and all these other people. Like, he has killed a million gods. but the Avatar state is something different. You know what I mean? Right. Like, and I know that he could be killed in Avatar state, and he's a little bit more vulnerable. But he also has so much more at his disposal for that.
Energy, yeah,
it's cosmic energy, right? And that's where I think it differs from like the magic and shit that Kratos is used to fighting. I think that honestly, my team is bullshit. But I still think that they could beat, in the worst case scenario, like the absolute worst happens, fucking and Aang just goes totally wild. Maybe I don't believe this, but I feel it could happen. So I'm going with Aang and Sokka.
You're absolutely crazy.
You know what? I'm gonna put Kratos and Atreus into the world of The Last Airbender, and then they have no chance. We've done it. Listen, we've had Scooby-Doo beat fucking somebody else that was so ridiculous.
That's true. Yeah. That's
so
right.
It really doesn't matter, as far as I'm concerned. In that one presentation, Aang could come out on top. He might lose Sokka to being ripped in half by Kratos, but I feel like that would put him in the worst mood ever.
Right. I can partially agree and say that I understand your stance on him becoming the, you know, like going nuts if Sokka were to die. And I can agree with you on that, but I feel that your argument saying that his energy, the fact that it's cosmic, gives him that edge. The gods literally live in the cosmos. Like they make, you know what I'm saying? The stars. Like, so they, I feel, are on the same tier.
I kind of picture Sokka throwing his boomerang at Kratos' head and it just bouncing off and him just going like totally ballistic.
You know what? It's your team. You do whatever you want.
Yeah. I might be wrong here, and this might piss off a lot of people. But I think Aang could beat Thor in his own kind of thing in the God of War version. Mm-hmm. So I think that he could beat Kratos and his kid. I don't know, his kids, whatever.
Okay. I liked John's, because it kind of like scaled. Like, Derek's is good because both of them can like, you know, have that like bending, so they both kind of like can do something with like powerful stuff. And I know Sokka can fight, but essentially the matchup between Kratos and Atreus and Aang and Sokka is actually pretty equal. Yeah. I like the fact that Aang can kind of keep up with Kratos, but Sokka can also keep up with Atreus.
I think so.
In a big way, as people who don't really.
He's a pretty skilled warrior for his age, and so is Atreus. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
They are both, and while yes, Atreus has godlike powers, he doesn't realize it. So Sokka could get the better of him first before anything. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
And then while Sokka would get ripped in half by Kratos, I think Aang would come out on top.
But I also, if I personally were to throw my hat in the ring on that one, I would say John's team would win. And I'll tell you why. Because I see the scenario as such. I think that when they start fighting, Sokka would antagonize Kratos and be like, yeah, Kratos, after we're done with you, you'll be mashed potatoes. And then Kratos murders him. And then Aang goes Avatar state, murders Kratos.
That's how I kind of, it's like, either way, Sokka is dying.
Sokka dies and Aang brings the win for the team.
Right, yeah.
So, okay, I like that one. I'm glad you guys were on board with the tag team.
That was fun, that was good.
Poor Sokka.
Right,
poor Sokka. Yeah.
Always getting the shit end.
Deserves way better.
Yeah.
All right, so we are at fighter number 7. Now, our next fighter would like to thank you for being a friend, ladies and gentlemen, Miss B. Arthur.
Oh my god.
I'm done. I'm fucking done. I'm hanging up my headphones and I'm fucking done. This is. I'm gonna go do some fucking laundry, John. You can go ahead and fucking. You can explain this one. You can defend B. Arthur and the Golden Girls and say that they're all fucking four of them will join up and turn into some fucking crazy mech or some bull. I don't know. I'm doing. Fuck this.
Fun fact about my list: the tag team was almost B. Arthur and Betty White.
No, of course it was.
In that case, I would have given it to them because Betty White's a fucking god. So
she can't be killed.
Yeah, so. She can't be killed. So that's absolutely going.
She's like
yeah.
the queen.
Yeah, 100%. Nah, 100%. No, fuck this matchup. Fuck you, Jordan. That's how I feel about it. I'm giving it to Aang because God, because fuck you. That's why.
Yes, fuck you, that's why.
I'll put one for Aang and we'll just move right along.
I'm also going to give this to Aang, even though I think it's really funny. I will give that maybe B. Arthur could sing a song from the Star Wars Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, that one more drink.
Maybe, yeah, the one more drink maybe might bore him a little bit. But I think overall, Aang just, you know, pushes her over with wind or something.
I swear, I swear to God, if John would have came to the table with some crazy bullshit defense, I was just going to stop recording and just call it a fucking night.
You could win for any reason, so...
Yeah.
I want you John, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, hold on. You pushed May through.
Listen, that was a one-time thing. I fucking
okay? Yeah.
I pushed off. Fuck May.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going, Jordan.
You got it.
All two right.
For so, two for Aang. You two for Aang. Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell you something. B ain't no fucking guy. I'll tell you that right now.
Sorry, Dorothy. So number eight, I felt was another thought provoker because I didn't know who I would choose in this. An experiment within the Pokemon universe that went horribly wrong. The psychic powerhouse, Mewtwo.
Oh, that's a really good one.
That is a good
shit.
One. The fireworks going off in John's brain right now is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Go ahead. Go for it. Think about it. I want to hear it.
This one's tough because, like, you got to go, you know, psychic versus elements, right? And.
Yeah.
Shit. I feel like as a lot of the Pokemon are elemental in their nature, Mewtwo is kind of like a, I guess, a king among Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go with Mewtwo on this.
Psychic Pokemon.
I'm going to go with Mewtwo on this one, mostly because... I think when it comes to Aang and his elemental styles, they are mostly projectile, right?
Mm-hmm.
In like nature, physically. they're mostly long range. He can fight up close, sure, yeah, and he's good at it. But I also think that because they're a little bit, most of them are long range, psychic ability would be able to kind of disperse most of them, right? I mean, unless it's turn based. Who has the higher HP, right? And I guess if it's a turn-based battle, this might go a little different. But I'm gonna give it to Mewtwo. I'm gonna give it to Mewtwo. Mike.
A wild monk wants to fight.
That's amazing.
I choose Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
Right. I am. I'm gonna go ahead and side with John on it going to Mewtwo. And I actually have an explanation for
okay,
why.
Good, because I had very little.
No, it's fine. No, yours made sense. Yours okay. Complete, like, I get it. You're right. You're right. I'm with you on it. Okay. But I'm going to get a little more technical with the explanation.
Okay.
Mewtwo is a psychic Pokemon, right?
Uh-huh.
And in the world of Pokemon, psychic Pokemon are strong against fighting style Pokemon.
I knew Aang, he was going to go type.
Aang is a fighter. Aang is absolutely
right.
A fighter. Even with him having all the elements, essentially, he's a fighting type. Granted, and like you said, granted, he has all the elements on his side.
Sure, yeah,
but something that is very crucial to remember is that Jordan, at the beginning of these matchups, said that Aang is not allowed to metal bend. and Psychic-type Pokemon are, in fact, weak to Metal-type Pokemon.
Okay.
So if Aang cannot Metal Bend, he then has no strong point against Mewtwo. Right. And Mewtwo will then, in fact, beat him in a fight.
Damn, okay. Son.
So based on that stipulation, Mewtwo wins. If okay. that stipulation didn't exist, I would actually give it to Aang based on the Pokemon breakdown for types and how they affect each other. So I'm giving it to Mewtwo.
All right.
Sick. All right.
I absolutely pushed my glasses up before I explained all of that.
You miscalculated.
All right. That was a good one. I like that one. That was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so fighter number 9 is John's pick, with luscious blonde locks and muscles that would make even Skeletor cry. He-Man versus Aang.
Amazing.
Okay, so if Jordan is going to vote on this one, I would like to present my argument for He-Man. Okay.
Please.
So for those unfamiliar with He-Man, obviously he's a pop culture icon at this point. He has his sword, and while he has no powers against elements or whatever, because he wears that little furry loincloth, he does have Cringer on his side as a pet, and he's got his sword, the master sword or whatever he calls it, I don't remember. But while Aang is the master of all four elements, I would like to point out that He-Man is master of the universe. So maybe, you know, now you guys can vote.
Well, Jordan, you know what? You can take the first shot at this here.
First of all, I would just like to say that I feel like John knows that I am not going with He-Man. That's why he won't state his case before we went. Aang would beat the shit out of He-Man and feed Cringer to Appa. Next.
Wow.
I mean, remember that He-Man at least has a ranged ability of the boomerang sword.
I kept all that in mind.
He's got those bolas.
I kept all that in mind, I promise you.
I mean, He-Man has been able to redirect the flow of a tornado. So, in a sense, he can airbend.
Jesus Christ.
I love you so much, my
granted.
Friend.
Granted.
And. Skeletor is a magic user, and he's beat Skeletor all the time.
Why are you defending He-Man so hardcore right now?
Because I feel like really the only thing outside of freezing him with water bending and maybe fire bending, burning off his loincloth, I feel like He-Man has a pretty good case here.
I don't.
Also, He-Man is strong enough to actually move mountains. He actually punched a mountain in half once. Just saying.
Listen,
I know he will have no chance of winning.
As on point as many of John's arguments are, I'm going to say this. Unless it was a fashion competition, unless it was a singing competition, unless maybe a bodybuilder competition. Mm. There is no way that He-Man is beating Aang. No.
Okay, first of all, in all of those competitions, just like with Guy Fieri, I want to point out,
He-Man wins. He-Man wins. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I understand. He'd grab a microphone. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? I'm going to have to give this one to Aang.
All right.
You got it.
Fair. Mal.
Yeah.
Earl.
He-Man asks, okay, what's going on? You're taking an L, buddy. That's what you're doing. Yeah. That's all what's right. going on.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
It's all right. All right. Fighter number 10. We've got 3 more opponents to go.
Oh, all right. Top 3. Here we go.
Top 3.
The last one, really.
Yeah.
Fighter number 10, at least in a romantic sort of way, if you wanted a piece at this next fighter, you're going to have to battle her 7 evil ex-boyfriends to do so. Aang versus Ramona Flowers.
Wow. I think it's not even a versus. What the fuck? No, Aang, what's wrong with you? Well, actually, you know what? Hold on. Before I finalize that answer, you know what? I'm going to give it to Ramona. Because Aang wouldn't have the heart, as you so eloquently explained earlier, he would not have the heart to harm a woman in any sense.
Really? Because a couple minutes ago, he beat the fucking shit out of Mrs. Incredible and B. Arthur, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but they have powers. They have powers.
Powers?
Yeah.
What are B. Arthur's powers?
She has the power of sarcasm with her character. And through comedy and sarcasm, she would be a, you know, an annoyance and someone that, that Aang could say, you know what, I'm fed up with your shit, and slap the shit out of her. Ramona, on the other hand, is innocent. I'm going to give it to Ramona here.
You got it. Whatever you want.
Any reason.
Any reason. You're absolutely right.
Y'all want to play that game? Any reason.
Okay, any reason, shit.
Okay, now I I very much love Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
It's great.
I love the books, and there's a lot more information about Ramona in there. She can use the subspace highway, which we see in the movie.
Thank you.
She has a large hammer, which are, you know, like +2 against girls. And she has a titanium bat, which is +1 against blondes, but that doesn't affect either one for Aang because he's not a girl and he doesn't have hair. but she does have some close space stuff. She beat up a giant robot. She beat up several jocks in the seventh grade. She can hit with about 60 pounds of force. This is all stuff in the books. I think she could knock Aang's block off.
Ooh, let's go.
With one good hit. You know, if he
She'd
was
have
like
to get it in first.
Sort of like he was, you know, on the down just because it's like, oh, he is going up against the girl. You know what I mean?
She
just kind of takes advantage of that and just knocks him out of the park. Gets him a good, you know, maybe a good star shot. You know what I mean? But even if they did actually have a fight, I still think using that subspace highway and being able and the storage capacity, maybe she just opens the bag of holding that she has, right? And just like in. You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot of ways that Ramona could win in a fight, even if you know the elements of, you know, whatever. I'm giving it to Ramona.
All right.
See, we both gave it to Ramona, but like I don't know a lot about the character, obviously, based on my explanation. And John pulled a Pokemon explanation. That's what just happened.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what just happened.
Ramona Flowers is my Pokemon.
Oh. He pulled out the Pokedex on Ramona Flowers.
Yo, oh my God.
I choose you, Ramona Flowers.
Oh my God. He's saying all this shit, and I'm just like, I didn't know any of that. Man, I'm a terrible...
Oh, man, yeah. Dude, the books are so in-depth and amazing. I love them. Anyway.
Of course, John knows the books. Of course.
Your book was better.
Hey, at least we both agree that she got the win, so that's a...
She did.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's true.
All right, boys. We got two fighters left.
Oh, my God.
Now, this next one is very close to all of our hearts.
Oh, boy.
Number 11 is a special fighter that I believe the two of you will get a kick out of. His abilities include reckless driving and absolutely horrific parking jobs, mediocre kung fu, and his uncanny ability
to forget
the sandwich.
Fuck.
Enter Low Blow.
John's silence is scary right now. Because I don't know whether he really enjoys that
or really
fucking hates it. Yeah.
It's the fucking best fight ever. Come on.
For everyone listening, please, if you haven't already, go back in our library and check out the spoiler alert we did for the movie Low Blow. And you'll understand why this is so fucking amazing.
God.
Mind you, wait, before anything, and I did write this down. Not Leo Fong. We're talking Low Blow from the movie.
Talking about Low Blow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jonathan Low Blow.
Jonathan Low Blow.
Which we named him. That's not his name.
Yeah, that's not his name. That's what,
remember
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's yeah. definitely ours.
Holy shit.
Okay. You're thinking about this like
okay.
it's
okay. Hold on. There's a vital piece of information we need to know. Sure. And you're going to be the judge on this. So it's up to you, Jordan, how this okay. plays out. Which universe are we placing the characters?
That doesn't take away their powers, does it?
No.
Okay.
It
no,
doesn't.
But it grants the other one a lot of them.
A lot? Yeah. Yeah, it does.
All right. Then I'll give my boy Low Blow home turf.
Home turf advantage?
He
home
wins.
Home turf advantage.
He wins.
I'm going Low Blow.
Low Blow wins.
Then he would win. Immediately. Can we explain to me?
Immediately. You saw the movie, right? unless Aang is a traffic cop, I don't think that there's a way that Low Blow loses. Okay? That's pretty much why. The Low Blow cinematic universe has him as the top tier. He's the Goku of his universe.
Wait, okay, but if I put them on hallowed ground, not Avatar and not Low Blow, would that change the answer?
Oh, yeah, 100%. John's like, no! John just goes, no!
John's like, no! Low Blow would win forever.
No, Low Blow wins. Low Blow wins.
So you both wholeheartedly, Low Blow gets the win. Exactly what I wanted this tier list to become.
I feel as ridiculous as this may sound, I feel like if this was like a legit fight, I don't know why, but I feel like we would find out that Mr. Jonathan Loblow is also in fact a element bender of some sort. I don't know why. I just feel like that would be the big twist of this fight. And if that, in fact, could be the case because he is, in fact, a martial artist, I don't know. Mm. That's a heated.
That's true. They're both heated martial fight. Artists.
Yeah.
and while Aang is a beautiful Bob Ross original, Low Blow is something that someone painted on meth. And so I think he still has the upper hand.
Is a meth fueled like trip. Like,
yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna stick with my answer as far as Low Blow is concerned. Based on the point that someone on the internet gave us earlier. He has a gun.
All right, okay.
So I want to point out, has a saw. And he did cut a car, like, basically in half.
He did? He's a metal bender.
That's the twist. Jordan just put the nail in the coffin for Aang.
That was it.
Oh,
that
my God. Betrayal. Betrayal, Mobile Jordan.
Learned metal bending before my boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor Aang.
Oh, shit. Man. Wow. I really thought before we get into the last matchup here, I really thought we were going to have, I was going to say how the internet didn't respect Aang and how he's a beloved character and we're all going to say, you know, yeah, we did not uphold any sort of respect for this man at all.
I love
Aang. We did not give this fucking guy any respect.
We didn't. Listen to me. I love Aang. I love Aang as a character so much. He's flawed, but he's powerful, but he's still a kid. He's not like a self-righteous hero. He's one of the main reasons to love Avatar, but his flaws are through and through. And believe me, I knew I wasn't going to be biased about this stuff. There's a lot of people on this list. I know if I could vote, would beat the shit out of Aang. And I know this.
Here's also, I think, something that the listeners need to understand, too. We know. Like, I mean, I had him I had him fucking kill Kratos. Like, that's the stupidest thing ever.
We're having fun.
Shut
here.
Up. You know what I mean? Like, we're just having fun.
We're
just having fun.
So go on.
Let's get our last opponent in.
Wow.
So our last opponent here, in true fashion, I have been told, and is also fact, that the final opponent is usually of some alcoholic-based...
Man, I was waiting for it. I thought you didn't put one in.
I did. I definitely did.
And you left it for last. Let's go.
Not the most conventional alcohol, you would think, here. But seeing as how Aang is the fighter, and I've chosen this seemingly alcoholic beverage that fits perfectly in the Avatar universe, it is Aang versus the cactus juice.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
Jordan, I'm going to go on record and say you might be a fucking mad genius.
That was great.
That is the Avatar universe's alcohol, no?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
So there you go.
Wow. I honestly didn't even think about it. I didn't see it coming. Truly leaving the best for last.
And again, to pull back the curtain for a second, I was going to do, for whatever reason, Jose Cuervo with a cactus juice chaser. Instead, chose to go full because I rewatched the episode.
Cactus juice.
Sokka got fucked up, so we don't need no Jose Cuervo.
Yeah, Sokka got like I'm talking about like almost like Sokka dying, like type of like fucked up. You know what I mean? Like the hallucinogenic effects of that shit are insane.
Alone, absolutely. Who lit Toph on fire?
Man, we cannot stray from the undefeated streak that alcohol has in our versus series. We cannot. Yeah,
I don't think they ever won.
No character in our versus series has ever won against alcohol. And let's be honest, the cactus juice? No way. We saw it. The writers,
dude,
gave us the answer to this fight. And as much as I want to sit here and try to give Aang even the slightest little bit of respect, my man can't hold his liquor. I'm sorry. Cactus juice wins. Absolutely, hands down.
Damn, son.
Can't do it.
John, what are we thinking?
So, yeah, we have seen what the effects of cactus juice was. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to agree with Derek on this one. I know this is tough because, like, we've seen what those... And Aang is a child. You know what I mean? Like, he will definitely wake up and be fine, but that night, the cactus juice wins. You know what I mean?
It always does.
Yeah.
Precisely.
I would love to see what he would hallucinate, to be honest, but that is something I'm sure
it's got to be some trippy shit. I'll tell you that right now.
Right. With someone that can connect to the cosmos, yeah, I feel like there's going to be some crazy shit.
I mean, we saw the dreams he had when he didn't get any sleep before fighting the Fire Lord.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
He was like fighting them, and he's like, "But wear are your pants?" And he's like, "No,
wear your pants."
Yeah. No, Fire Lord was like, "You're not wearing pants."
Yeah, except with the cactus juice, he would run around without any pants.
With no pants.
Yeah. So,
I'm gonna give it this one to the cactus juice as well.
Yeah.
Damn, son,
undefeated.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Is alcohol. Yep.
I like it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my fucking matchup list thingy.
That was wow. Such an eloquent end, Jordan. Appreciate that. No, listen, what's the score? I mean, we know the score, but what's the score? What's the tally?
Okay, so everybody all together who fought Aang today, there was a total of 16 wins for the opponents. And for Aang, there were 9 wins.
Really?
Ooh.
Wow. Yes.
So.
Wow.
All the opponents
one of
take
them,
it.
One of them was the tie, but I factored in just both wins to each team. Right. So Aang loses by almost half.
Yeah. You know, that it doesn't happen often, but, it, you know, like when the opponents win, they beat them by a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Typically. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, wow. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Bravo. Round of applause. Yeah. For Jordan. Absolutely. Yeah.
That was fun. Bravo, Jordan. I hope you guys had fun.
No, that was, I mean, listen, I feel bad for Aang, but sometimes you got to bite the bullet for the sake of hilarity. And I thoroughly enjoyed that opponent's list. So good job. Good on you, buddy. That was that was very well done.
Now I have one final one for you.
Oh,
on a matchup, Aang versus Zuko.
Okay, so first of all, do I really get to answer that?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, answer. What do you think? It would be Aang and Avatar, you know, and Zuko.
So basically, the situation is, I personally feel, as much as Zuko is my favorite Avatar character, I have to say, Aang would definitely. He could hold his own. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. Aang would take that ass.
Do you think, like, because they became obviously very good friends, and they went on to build in Legend of Korra, they went on to build that the main city or whatever, yeah. Right? Obviously, then they would probably spar together, right? Do you think, like, Aang always won, or do you think, like, there was some sparring where, like, Zuko took him some days? You know what I mean? Like,
so here's why I even say Aang. You're absolutely correct. And, you know, like, them going at it in the first place. The Avatar comics and graphic novels. And I know I'm starting to sound like a serious nerd in saying that, but they showcase a lot of this, and they showcase a lot of things that hypothetically you would think about while the gang is on their like journey, such as they had one comic where because Sokka's a sword master and Zuko was the blue spirit, they actually had a sword battle.
Right.
And oh, cool. A couple spoilers, but in what I'm about to say, but for the comics and everything, but I don't think you guys are going to read them. So like, whatever. In one of the plot points of one of the comics is Zuko is adjusting to kind of being the new Fire Lord, and he's struggling with it so much that he actually visits Ozai in prison to ask him about what it's like ruling over people and shit like that. And of course, Ozai's very manipulative and bullshit and blah blah blah. But Zuko and Aang have a conversation later on in the comic that basically Zuko says to him, "You are one of my best friends now. And if I ever become anything like my father or what the Fire Nation strived to be, I want you to end my life." He says this.
Wow.
Meaning, okay, even Zuko has the realization that Aang is more powerful than him as the Avatar and can stop him if need be. As to not rewrite history, you know, that whole shit with like Sozin and everything like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How right, him and Roku were friends, but he spared him. So basically, yeah, that would be my answer based on information given officially by.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool.
Nice.
Nerd. You know,
when I completely forgot about Sokka's sword mastery in that oh my God of God. War one. Yeah, just saying.
I'm glad you guys had fun with it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, fantastic, fantastic job. A list of opponents I never imagined him facing.
really, really good. Arthur was a big one for me. The fact that she didn't bring home the gold was like, what?
Yeah. Bring home the gold. Talk about not putting respect on the name, right? Jesus. Anyway. Great job. Fantastic list of opponents. Unfortunately, I guess the internet was kind of right, guys. Listen, Jordan, you know, we know that you love the franchise, that you love Aang as a character. I'm glad that you know full well that he has his strong points and weaknesses, and compared to a lot of other characters, he may not be able to hold his own. But yeah, I really thought we were going to sit here and have him get, you know, a couple big W's and put a little more respect on him. But it's very few and far between. I'm going to sit here and say that the internet was right.
And that is okay, because I don't see this as a bad thing, even though I love Avatar. It's just simply, it is the same thing as Spike from Cowboy Bebop and Inuyasha. And they're great characters, but if you put them in a matchup, doesn't mean that they are beloved characters, but that don't mean they could beat everybody. And that's okay.
Right.
That's and right. That is okay. Yep. Great show, guys. Fantastic. I am excited to bring Versus back into the rotation for 2021. Yeah. This first one has been such a great time. for everybody that's listening out there, if this is the first time you're catching a Versus episode, make sure you head back and listen to all the others that we did. We've done Spider-Man, Batman, we did Sailor Moon, we have done an interesting bunch of characters thus far. So I'm excited to see what other characters we have face a list of opponents. If you guys have any suggestions where you want us to have a main character face off on a random list of opponents, make sure that you guys add us on social media. You can tweet us at Party Up Tweets. You can find us on Instagram at the Party Up Podcast. And of course, you can drop a like on Facebook or join our Facebook group by searching the Party Up Podcast on Facebook. I really can't think of anything else that's going to be going on right now. I know that we're putting together the YouTube stuff, and I am fingers crossed hoping for a February release on all the content. Workflow has been steady, so hopefully that'll be up for all you guys. And around the same time, at the beginning of February, I believe we are also going to set up our spicy ramen challenge. And I'm very excited to do that. I'm excited to show the world the pain that we're going to be putting our bodies through. and it should be a good time. So make sure you guys follow us on all our social media pages to stay up to date with everything show-wise. Unless there's anything else to really add, why don't you guys go ahead and tell the listeners how they can find you. Jordan, why don't you go first?
You can find me on Instagram at Jordan7. That's S-E, the number 7-E-N. You can also find my YouTube's Instagram page where I post more fun stuff and stuff from YouTube at 7TVOfficial. That's spelled exactly the same way. And look me up on YouTube itself at 7TV. That is S-E, the number 7-E-N.
Awesome. And John, what about you? How can people stay up to date with everything you're doing?
Well, you can go to gamingaccessweekly.com for your favorite video games, news, reviews, and editorials. You can go to fablebeardco.com, use coupon code SB2L15 for 15% off all of your purchase. And of course, you can find me on Twitch now at twitch.tv/SB2L and on all social media, somebeardy2love. That's the number 2, not spelled out.
Fantastic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that's going to do it for us here at the show for this week. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us here on the Party Up Podcast. I, of course, have been your host, Derek Big Mosh. So for John and Jordan, we'll see y'all next time. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
But can he be Goku, though?
To break me!